Look, my table was correct in that. See, we think Tathagatagrabha means collective consciousness of the universe,
yeah.
And then Alaya means the individual human soul.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. The way you change it should be on that side, right?
Right.
Yeah, 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 what I mean.
Yeah.
Every human being is in the Tathagatagrabha, but I'm born.
Every human being?
Yeah, you already have that in you, but you are not enlightened yet. You're an enlightened human being.
Right.
Everyone who is enlightened is a Buddha.
See, the original sage in India, what he's saying is, people come and go and come and go and come and go, but they are never born.
Never enlightened.
And then his disciples said, teacher, what do you mean by coming and going and never born? Just remember what I say. Tathagatagrabha, okay? And then after a few generations, so grand disciple asked the grand master, what is Tathagatagrabha? Well, that means you have not been born, but you have the potential to become enlightened, become Buddha. So what does Gaba mean? Gaba means unborn. You are all unborn Buddhas. Oh, okay, then the word Tathagatagrabha means Buddha unborn then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
From that point on was all screwed up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of the word born. Because of the word born, you're unborn yet. But if you say you are unenlightened yet, then it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Oh. See?
Yes.
If your grandmaster said, you are enlightened now, so you are a Buddha. But because you said, you are not born yet,
But in our reading,
you know, we read, I want to understand Tathagatagrabha.
Yes. The true meaning of Tathagatagrabha is being revealed tonight.
Yeah, only tonight. I don't buy it here. So what? I was so stupid to ask you what was Tathagatagrabha. I mean, because everybody wants to know that.
That's right.
Like, I mean, my first year.
Yeah.
Probably the first month or so, he wouldn't answer.
No.
And I can understand why.
You gave us a homework. What is Tathagatagrabha?
No, everybody has their own. Everything is like
information
in the universe. It's something untouchable. Something that we Google, we never understood what the whole passage means.
What's wrong then? You know, John.
Of course, the Chinese translation is wrong. Chinese translated after many generations in India.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning in India already gotten wrong,
yeah.
So the Chinese will have to translate the wrong meaning.
So what Alaya?
Next.
Now Tathagatagrabha. Ah, I like that because I am unborn Buddha.
Jenny is correct when she says it's so misleading to say you are unborn. But the original sage who used that word unborn tried to shock his disciples.
Yeah.
He said, you guys, you think you're living? You're not even born, man.
You're not explaining it. The teacher never explained it.
Yeah. Well, he said, you come and go, life and death, okay? You think you're born? You're not even born, okay? So the original concentration probably went something like this, right? But his disciples are not enlightened, right?
Yeah.
So they just copy exactly, transcribe word for word. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Teacher said, come and go, but still I'm born. Okay. Yeah. Now a liar, okay? Someone else read this?
The Buddhist term a liar Vietnamese? Which roughly translates to the storehouse consciousness, with alaya meaning dwelling, abode, and vinana meaning consciousness.
Alright? So this is the original etymology of the word Alaya. Alaya means abode, residence.
Yeah, yes.
Okay? And Vijnana means consciousness. So residence of all the consciousness. Residence of consciousness. That's Alaya. Okay. Now, read on.
The eight types of consciousness is a classification developed in the tradition of the Yogacara school of Buddhism.
What are the eight types of consciousness? We all know that,
right? Yeah, yeah.
1 to 5 are the senses. The 6 is the brain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. 7 is ego. 8 is expanse, which is the Alaya consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
7 senses morning. Mm. Here's the difficulty. But let's read on. It becomes clear.
They enumerate the 5 senses, supplemented by the mind, ego, defilements of the mind, and finally the fundamental storehouse consciousness, which is the basis of the other 7.
Okay. So it's a memory database.
Yeah, yeah.
We have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no problem understanding this in a single human soul as this Alaya storehouse. Now, read on.
Alaya, a Sanskrit word meaning place or abode, but used in Northern Buddhism to refer to the universal soul.
Mm.
A Buddhist term that means the universal soul, the anima mundi, or soul of the world. It is derived from the Sanskrit a, not an, laya.
Hence the indissoluble. Okay, so laya means you can dissolve it.
Yes.
Laya means you cannot dissolve it.
Ah, okay.
That means it's a permanent thing. A permanent thing is a soul. Don't say Buddha, don't talk about soul. Indestructible.
Not dissolve. So Alaya means indissoluble.
You cannot
generate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot dissolve it.
Yeah.
In its essence, Alaya is changeless. That's equivalent to Mula Prakriti. But in its lower aspect, it is subject to change.
Okay. So in its lower aspect is the wave. In its higher aspect is the ocean. Alright? Mm-hmm. In the lowest aspect is the Dhammadhatu, is the individual. In its higher, it is the Dhammakaya, or it is the universal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's unchangeable. So the individual soul recycle and change and accumulate more and more data, but the overall universal consciousness, anyway. Now, this is the most important thing.
During its manifestation, the consciousness of Dhyani Buddhas or even high yogis can merge with it.
What does that mean?
That means the small self merge with the big self.
Yeah.
That means the part-Atman merges with Atman. Okay? The little soul merges with the soul of God. Okay? So returning to the bosom of God, you merge with Brahma. So in the Indian tradition, this belief is identical to the Abrahamic belief that your soul ascend to heaven and merge with God.
Wow. They don't merge with God.
You're correct. You're correct. You don't merge with God.
You just go
there and serve God still.
Right, yeah.
You're still an entity.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But there, they're already merging. Okay? The ghost merge with Holy Ghost, Spirit merge with Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thus, in Yogacara tradition, the spiritual self of high yogis or progressed adept is also called Alaya.
Okay, the progressed adept. Okay.
What does it mean by adept?
Adept, that means he has achieved the practice, accepted the new reality. Progress adept. That means an accomplished spiritual practitioner. So the spiritual self of an enlightened being is also called alaya. I'm translating it. So alaya is already enlightened being. Okay?
Is that our essence?
Yes. A Buddhist term means the universal soul. Alaya is the anima mundi, or soul of the world.
We all have alaya.
See, alaya has two meanings. At the lower level, alaya, for the katakatakata, for the unborn Buddha who's coming and going, that unborn womb is called alaya. What is in the womb? Alaya, an unenlightened soul. But then, when you're enlightened, you're still alaya. But now because you have no more self, I have to split into two narratives. In the Buddhist narrative, because I have no more self, that alaya becomes the soul of the world. That alaya is the universal soul when you are enlightened. Because I don't have any more self. There's no more self, alaya, little soul. Okay? But now I'm going to use the Hindu narrative, which says the high yogi now, it will merge with the universal soul. So whether you say you merge or I didn't merge because there's no I, I am the universal soul. But it's the same story. It doesn't matter whether you use the word merge or no merging because I don't even exist, how can I merge? I am, right? One says I need to merge, the other says there's no merging because I am
already.
Okay? So alaya is actually the universal thing here. Should be under the universe column.
Okay.
And katakatakapa, which is the coming and going, unborn thing, containing the alaya, is in humans. Okay? But out of respect again for tradition and current, I put them according to current, but I explain this wrong. And out of respect for Wen Tianqiang, I put it the way he wrote it, but I also point out he placed it wrong. Okay? So this table is complete. There's no knowledge of incompleteness. There's no fear of incompleteness.